is here, but it's duty free.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's morning show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Yes, Joe Supple, good morning to you, the Holiday Doc.
And a very good morning to you, Declan.
And we're enjoying the great weather, and people say, why would you go away? But it won't last forever, that's the whole thing, because we're talking to Evelyn Cusack, who's retiring today, and, you know, we have to enjoy it while it's here.
Absolutely, Declan, and, you know, everyone's going to be gearing up for the summer holidays now, and, of course, look, if you're here, nice weather, you're still in work, you're doing whatever, getting away for a nice break is exactly the thing that people need. So, Spain is one of the most, still one of the most popular destinations with the Irish holidaymakers. And so I was over there recently, and I know we've had this conversation, probably our annual conversation, but for people flying in, Malaga Airport is generally the one people fly into for Costa del Sol. And a lot of people just, you know, sort of get the transfer down to the beach areas and have their week in the sun. But a great idea is, especially because the great thing is, I flew down with Aer Lingus, but, you know, they do 3 flights daily from Dublin to Malaga, which is gives you a great scope there, whether you want to, you know, get the late checkout, the last full day or whatever. But you can, it means also you can sort of book, you know, it's not the 7-day charter. You can book 8 days, 9 days, something like that. So, and again, they've the larger aircraft, the A330 operates early morning flight from Dublin. Just goes to show you how popular it is. Like, when I was coming back, the plane was full capacity.
Right. And they, people have holiday homes down there, don't they?
They do, yeah.
And then there's all the big long coast of all those villages or towns they are now.
It's getting so expansive down there now. I mean, you know, for the whole areas. And of course, I've come across some new areas as well, which I was really, really liked as well. But for anyone thinking about going down, leave fares there in the summertime are £69.99 each way. I looked up and there were some of those fares still available. And the lead fares in winter sun, which again, the weather's been just incredible down there. Maybe it's global warming. £49.99. You can check out aerlingus.com for that. And of course, remember, you get your 10 kilo check-in bag. So if you can pack it all into 10 kilos, it's not going to cost you any extra.
Yeah, there's a sort of a complication with that, isn't there? What you have to do.
Yeah.
Because if you're used to traveling Ryanair and you transfer over to Aer Lingus, you've got to be mindful of the not being charged. There's a funny way that it operates. Just can you remind us of that?
Yeah, absolutely. With Aer Lingus, the policy is you get your free 10 kilo check-in bag. You can pay extra to bring it on board with you. So you need to make sure you
tick
that
box.
That's
what it is. So if you're used to bringing it on board, great stuff. But Aer Lingus will charge you. If you leave it,
it's free.
At the check-in desk, it's free.
And you can also bring your 100 mils liquids. Everything's there for you. But if you get to the gate and you haven't ticked that box and paid the extra 20 euro or whatever it is, you'll be charged at the gate 50-60 euro. So just be aware of that.
Yeah, okay.
Again, with Ryanair, you've got to go the other way around. You're right, we're backpacking. Right. So you've got to check all the T's.
They do it just to confuse us.
They do.
Because we're flustered going on holidays and there's all this sort of stuff. But anyway.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've arrived. We've gone through the proper procedure.
Absolutely. We've got out the other side.
And we're into Malaga.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing about Malaga is, again, if you're going down to like Fuengirola area or whatever, but I was saying, if you're thinking about going to Malaga City, it's one stop from Malaga Airport. Costs about €1, I think. Really cheap as chips. But Malaga City is incredible. A lot of people go to, you know, the Barcelonas, the Lisbon, stuff like that. But Malaga City is incredible. Great walking tours. And there's also a great, welovemalaga.com. It's a great tapas tour. So even if you end up for one night, tour starts at lunchtime and it's also 6:30 in the evening and it's available every day except for Sunday evenings. Tour takes about 3 hours. But remember, you're going to be going around with an amazing tour guide. Also, you're stopping off, having tapas, a few little glasses of wine. Tour is €55. I think it's really, really good. And again, the old city is just incredible there. You could look at sort of maybe, you know, going to the museums there, the Picasso, and also just going around and the beautiful hotels there as well. Or maybe even look at sort of like an Airbnb option. So you can check all that out. Malaga City, definitely worth doing a day or two down there. Or even if you've gone down to Costa del Sol, maybe just go up for a day. The train is really, really handy. I stayed in the Casa Consulat in a 4-star hotel in the historic centre of Fuengirola. Fuengirola is a lovely area, and again, it's so stretched now. It's really, really a big area for people to go to. But of course, you've got the most amazing beaches. You've got the most incredible, actually, the area I stayed in, they've created this whole sort of, you know, culture hub of restaurants, bars, things like that in the old sort of town inside Fuengirola, which was really nice because, you know, the tourist traps, you'll be caught for the €4 beer, €5 beer. We don't like those sort of things. And of course, with the extra, you know, you're paying extra for being on the beach. the location for that as well. So yeah, if you want to go a bit fancy, the Puerto Romano Hotel is just slightly down Marbella, 5-star hotel. I haven't stayed there for many years, but it is a lovely, if you wanted to treat yourself, because everyone I'm talking to is saying, I want to push the budget a little bit, because I suppose we're all sort of robbed of our holidays for 2 years and people have sort of saved up for it, although costs are getting so high here at the moment. Again, that's a really, really nice area. And then I went down to Estepona. My friends are living down there and it's just such a lovely area. Estepona, and then you've all the region and areas around there, and it's an awful lot more cheaper, you know, than staying in the Marbellas and the Puerto Banús. I mean, go up for a day, walk around, have a coffee, have a beer.
Do you like Puerto Banús?
No, it's can't you use the word, but it's you know what, it's great to go and see, but it's just a people watching type place, you know. I mean, old Marbella, I love the Orange Square, really nice for dinner. All the areas around the old Marbella is beautiful. Puerto Banús really doesn't do it for me. I'm sure some of your listeners are going, Schwab of the holiday doctor, no, you know. Okay, I don't have a Rolls Royce or a Ferrari.
Oh,
I don't
have that. That's why, you see. You're not posing, going around the same route all the time.
That's it. I don't have a speedboat either. So, yeah, but I had a great old time down in Estepona. And Declan, you're going to love this now, because my friends, I've been living down there for quite a while, and I went down to them. And they said, come on, it's Friday. We do this every few weeks. We go to this little restaurant around the corner. Beautiful, beautiful restaurant. And we went in, and the most incredible fish and chips and mushy peas I probably ever had. All done fresh. So listen to this now. Fish and big piece of fish, white cod, homemade chips, mushy peas, pint of beer or a glass of wine, and dessert. How much?
No idea.
$9.95. And it was absolutely the most delicious fish and chips. Forget about your ones here in Ireland now. It was the most amazing.
$9.99
in Estepona. There you go. And right, just for nothing at lunchtime, really nice. So I had a nice cold beer, maybe even followed up with a second beer, Declan, you know, like you do.
You know how to look after yourself.
That's it. Great stuff. So yeah, I'd highly recommend anyone looking at going down now. Things are getting busy, but there's plenty of availability on flights now at the moment. With the schedule of flights that they're running with the 3 flights daily, you've got plenty of scope there to shop around and be flexible with your days.
Okay, one last thing, it's in the news. Dublin Airport is expecting nearly 400,000 passengers to pass through this bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
The anti-drone technology still hasn't been rolled out though, and some people are worried about it. So
yeah, well, look, as I always say to people going to the airport, check the schedules the night before, see how many flights are going out and stuff like that.
And if you haven't booked your parking, forget it.
You're snookered, yeah. You want to just get the bus or get a good friend to give you a lift, you know. That's the way to do it. Great stuff.
Good to talk to you, Joe.
You
thanks
too,
very
Declan.
Much indeed. Joe Supple, the Holiday Doc.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.